It's the Agribusiness Report. Tony St. James. We're talking to Real Beef Man. I love it. That's still the Twitter handle, right?
It is, Tony. You know, I'll never not be a beef man. And that Twitter handle is stuck, and I'm still a huge fan of beef and still throw a steak on the grill on a regular occasion. But I have gone from beef to nuts and now working for the Almond Board of California.
Talking with Darren and Senior, Cap, I already have messed this up. Let's try it again. Senior Director of Global
Communications.
Thanks. And you have made the move over to almonds now. So tell us a little about the almond industry, because that is just really one state. It's not like you're dealing with multiple states when it comes to almonds.
That's right, and the almond industry is something I really knew nothing about before I came here to the Central Valley of California 2 years ago. And so why would you give up, you know, all that time I've spent in the beef industry and all the contacts there? You know, I have family in this area. That was one motivator. But also just to be a part of California agriculture and to experience the Central Valley firsthand and a growing commodity that is continues to grow in acreage and in production year over year. And we continue to grow global demand for this product to make it profitable for the growers. It's been fascinating to be a part of the past 2 years. Everything I've learned about almonds, how they grow, to how we market them globally, you know, at this age in my career, it's really been a mind-expanding opportunity.
But in a sense, isn't that the best way to do? You come in with no preconceived notions. You ask the questions, you find out. And when we talk about almonds, you're talking about a very significant player when you're talking about USA.
Right, I had no idea. Now, the U.S.'s number one specialty crop export by value. It's California's number one agricultural export by value, the number three crop in the state behind only alfalfa and for those dairy cattle and wine grapes. So we're a very significant commodity in terms of American agriculture and certainly California agriculture. 80% of the world's almonds are grown right here in California. And it's the only domestic, 100% of the domestic production of the United States. And so we have a huge supply here, and we were talking here about trade today and the importance of being able to ship those and market those almonds all around the world.
Now, Greg Dowd was scheduled to be here, and I find that interesting because you and Greg have actually cross paths once before in the beef industry. Does it help having those contacts from other industries so that when others move into different places, you can help? You've got a door to open to go tell that story.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know, I think it helps to get older, frankly, because those contacts do move around and pay off. I have contacts from folks I worked with in the agribusiness division at Fleischmann Hillard in Kansas City for 10 years, who are one now, Colleen Pardecker is the lead communications person at Elanco, you know, and a good friend of mine, Jeff Baxter, from who worked at Elanco Animal Health, or was it Merck, anyway, is now running tree crops for Bayer. And, you know, so those paths do continue to cross, and I've certainly maintained connection with people throughout my career. Greg and I had the opportunity to work together at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, where he was chief economist. We're both native Kansans, and he's a great guy. I'm sorry he wasn't able to be here today. He was certainly could have educated more about the inner workings of what's going on in the trade negotiations, because he is at the center of that. But I can tell you this, American agriculture has a great representative in Greg Dowd at the U.S. Trade Representative's office, working to protect American agriculture's interest in these trade negotiations.
We talk about that phase one agreement, easy to see it from a lot of different perspectives, especially row crop producers who've been eager to reopen that market for their goods back into China. How big of a market is that for U.S. almonds?
Well, China was the number one export for U.S. almonds before the tariffs and the retaliatory tariffs went into effect right after I got here 2 years ago, believe it or not. An issue I had no idea we'd be dealing with that suddenly came up. But China has now slipped a couple of positions. India is now our number one export market, followed by Spain and Italy, and then China. But we're still exporting quite a few almonds into China, and we think there's continues to be huge potential there for future market for California almonds. The tariffs in the Phase One agreement have come. We had gone all the way up to 60%, and now have come back 5% in this latest announcement of a little bit of a rollback on some of the retaliatory tariffs, the latest round of retaliatory tariffs. That's a step in the right direction, but we don't think it's going to be a significant factor in terms of, you know, huge new contracts coming into play. But we'll take anything at this point in the right direction. We want fair and open trade. And we think we have the finest product in the world in California almonds, and we can, with fair and open trade, the sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit, which takes us into the last question for you. What's the future? I mean, as you start looking, some goals that have been set, some plans, what do you see?
Well, really a couple of things. In global demand, the future is still very bright. India is a huge consumer of almonds, but we haven't even scratched the surface there with their growing middle class. The same in China, where almonds are almost have a revered status for health and wellness and beauty, and you know, our marketing program really only hits the three top cities. So you think about the potential there. So we think there's huge upside potential for the supply that we're growing, which continues to grow. We certainly have challenges here in California, water being probably the first and foremost, with the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act going into place this January. And by 20 years from now, we have to be sustainable in our groundwater. And that, by some predictions, could mean a 500,000 to 100, I mean, to a million acres of farmland coming out of production. You know, we think that we've got some solutions on the horizon that we can employ. We're working hard to improve our water use efficiency by what I'm calling precision irrigation, not a new term, but really getting down to what does each individual tree need at what time and applying the right amount of water. You know, American farmers have always been about solutions and innovation and finding answers. I think we're going to find an answer to the water situation in California and continue to grow almonds here for a long time.
We want to keep up with what's happening with California almonds. Where do we find?
Well, you can go to almonds.com, our website, or just look me up, Real Beef Man on Twitter, or Beef to Nuts on Instagram.
Great to see you. Thanks.
Good to see you, Tony, as always.